Winter bee losses are down, but still significant. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, we're very dependent on our honeybees, and the news about bee losses over this past winter is better than the year before, but still not the best news. USDA's Gary Crawford explains.
According to a national survey, the nation's beekeepers lost just over 23% of their bees during this past winter.
That compares to 30% for the past 6 to 7 years.
Dr. Jeff Pettis, research leader at the Agriculture Department's Bee Lab in Beltsville, Maryland, says a 23% loss is still not a loss rate that beekeepers can sustain. Up until about 10 years ago, a 10 to 15% winter loss was the norm. As to why, with such a bad winter in many areas, though, the bee losses should drop by 7%, Pettis told us.
While parts of the country were really cold, there were other parts, California in particular, where the weather was actually quite warm this winter. So weather can play into it, but the truth is we don't know the reasons why.
Pettis says that over the last few years, there certainly has been a lot more bee research, more work done with beekeepers on better management practices.
We think some of these actions are certainly making a difference, but I don't think we can take credit at this point.
Also, he says 1 year of lower bee losses does not constitute a trend. Next year's losses could go back up. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, here in Tennessee, a much more significant loss of bees over the winter compared to the rest of the country. According to state apiarist Mike Studer, there was about a 60% loss of bees here.
Part of that was due to poor queen mating last year. The weather was so bad last spring with all the rain we had, the queens couldn't get out and mate when they had to. We saw a lot of queen failure over winter. But this spring, the ones that are alive are doing really well. We've got real good nectar flows going on right now with the black-lusted tulip poplar coming in. The colonies are building up real fast.
Well, bees are one of our most important pollinators. It's estimated they are responsible for every third bite of food we eat. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.